I might drive by. I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store at driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geiser here with me. And it's time now to play the Harris Challenge, which we can't do without you. If you've not been on in the last 60 days and you want to play today, give me a call, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. If it's your first time hearing the Harris Challenge, here's how it works. We take five different people, turn them into contestants. Each of those contestants will get to answer some trivia questions about things that have been in the news this week. If they can get 8 points or better of the 15 possible points in each category, they will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, well, all we have, one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Forreston and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also from Peroni's Pizzeria, we have a gift card. They have two locations, one in Forreston and one at St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And from the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville.
Yeah, open 7 nights a week, the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville, where currently they're showing on screen number one, the new Jason Bourne movie, and last weekend's number one movie, Star Trek Beyond. So that's this weekend's number one movie and last weekend's number one movie. You get to see them for one price on one of the screens. On the other screen, you could take the kids to see Ice Age, Collision Course, and Secret Life of Pets. Double bills every night of the week, all summer long, at the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville.
Also, you might want to pick a pair of tickets to Happy Together featuring the Turtles. That's at the Family Arena in St. Charles. Featuring the Turtles, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night, Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap, the Cowsills, and the Spencer Davis Group. That's happening August 6th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
And you can choose those tickets or any of those prizes, and if you get all 15 points, we throw in a bonus for you.
That's right. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
All right, now let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. A better question for you is, what would you like to plug today? Because you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I want to make KTRS great again.
Good luck. You need a time capsule.
Wait, we were great before?
Yeah, I remember. It was a Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. That one day.
I'm not saying which Tuesday. Mark, we're going to turn on the semi-random category computer.
Okay.
And we'll see the questions and categories that you get to choose from. Category one is always our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, you call that a convention? Or category three, vice presidents of these United States. Which one would you like?
I'll go with the old standard. Have you been paying attention?
All right, Mark, as you know, you got to get 8 points to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the guy who shot Ronald Reagan and got the okay this week from the judge to leave a psychiatric hospital after 35 years and go live with his mother?
John Hinckley Jr.
That's correct. In what city have all charges against cops in the Freddie Gray case been dropped?
Baltimore.
Correct. In what state did Governor Rick Scott announce that four people likely have the Zika virus as the result of a mosquito bite?
Florida.
Correct. Who visited the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland yesterday and left behind the message, "Lord, forgive us for so much cruelty"?
Pope Francis.
That's correct. Now for the clean sweep, Mark. In what state have prosecutors brought charges against six more people for their roles in the contamination of city drinking water?
What state?
Yes.
That would be Michigan.
Flint, Michigan is the city. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play the Harris Challenge.
Perfection.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Nicely done, Mark. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes.
Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. Here comes contestant number two. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi. Take 5 seconds.
Today?
I'm doing fine. Take 5 seconds to plug something.
If you're looking for something theatrical to see this weekend, go to St. Charles Community College to see the Addams Family Musical.
The Addams Family Musical. Okay. That was my abridged version of the Addams Family Musical.
Addams Musical.
Thank you very much. Here are your categories, Jeff. You can have, you call that a convention, Vice Presidents of these United States, or She Was First.
Oh, let's try She Was First.
Okay. Of course, Hillary Clinton became the first woman to be the major party nominee for president in the United States history. This is about other women who have achieve similar milestones in the U.S. 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the first state to elect a woman governor? Was it Connecticut, Texas, or Arizona?
Texas.
Connecticut. What was the first state to send a woman to the U.S. Senate? California, Maryland, or Arkansas?
Maryland.
Arkansas. What was the first major U.S. city to elect a woman mayor? Chicago, Seattle, or Atlanta?
Let's try Seattle.
That's correct. What was the first state to elect a woman to the U.S. House of Representatives? Montana, Wyoming, or Idaho?
Oh, let's try Idaho.
Montana. Final question. What was the first state to elect an openly gay woman to both houses of Congress? California, Colorado, or Wisconsin?
Let's go Wisconsin.
Her name is Tammy Baldwin. She was elected to the House in 1998 and to the Senate in 2012 from Wisconsin. Correct. Jeanette Rankin was the first woman in the U.S. House of Representatives from Montana in 1916. Bertha Landis, first female mayor in Seattle in 1926. Hattie Caraway, first female senator from Arkansas in 1932. Ella Grasso, first woman governor in 1974. Let's see how you did here, Jeff. You got the three. You got the five. Hey, that's 8 points, and you barely do it, but you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will handle your paperwork, and I will handle our third contestant, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Go ahead and exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I'd like to say hi to my son, Jacob, my son, Sam, my son, Kyle, and my daughter, Ella, and their mother, Jennifer.
Okay. Which of these three categories would you like, Ken? We have, you call that a convention, Vice Presidents of these United States, or our new third category, Sports and Hobbies.
Let's take Vice President.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Ken, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which U.S. Vice President dedicated the monorail at Disneyland in 1959?
You
can pass.
I'll pass.
Which vice president was killed by Alexander Hamilton in a duel in 1804?
Burr.
Burr is right. For 1 point each, before Joe Biden, who were the last three vice presidents who did not go on to become president?
Dan Quayle.
That's one.
Dan Quayle,
You can pass.
I pass.
Who was Gerald Ford's vice president?
Rockefeller.
Correct. Who was the only U.S. vice president to have the nickname Fritz?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The only U.S. vice president to have the nickname Fritz.
Fritz Mondale.
Yeah, the buzzer sounded before you said it, though, Ken. It is Walter Fritz Mondale. The other two VPs who recently did not go on to become president would be Dick Cheney and Al Gore. And the vice president who dedicated the monorail at Disneyland in 1959 was Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Oh, my God.
So you got 2 points for Aaron Burr, 1 point for Dan Quayle, and 4 points for Nelson Rockefeller. And that is a total of 7, Ken. I'm sorry, that means you came up short.
So crap.
That means instead of winning, you are going to be punished. Last week, the Star Trek Beyond movie came out and owned the box office, and yesterday I got an email from a woman by the name of Sharon Roeder, who I know also posted on the AM and the PM Facebook page, "Hey, have you ever considered this for punishment music?" And the answer to Sharon was, "Yes, we've used them as punishment music many times over the last couple of decades, but it's been a long time since we heard from William Shatner."
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly.
Quite slowly.
A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
All right, that's enough.
I think he's really serious when he does.
Hey, great weekend.
Thank you, Ken. You too. He's extremely serious.
Yeah.
He's always very serious when he sings.
Now he probably wouldn't say, "Oh, it was all a gag," I'm sure.
No, you know what he would call that? Sarcasm.
Yes, or...
That's the answer when you get caught on anything like this.
Improv.
Oh, that was just sarcasm. Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I want to say hello to my wife, Courtney. We're going to Six Flags with our two boys tomorrow, and we're going to spoil them rotten.
Wonderful. That's what you should do when you take your kids
to...
Yeah.
School starts sooner than I thought.
Yeah, I heard some school districts are starting a week from Monday.
We start on the 10th.
Wow.
Yeah, soon.
Ridiculous.
Which is exciting because I'm tired of them. Just being honest.
Yeah, well, you got a whole day with them tomorrow at the Six Flags. And at some point, you're going to say, maybe we shouldn't have gotten into that third cotton candy, honey.
Sure.
All right. Kyle, we got 2 categories left. You call that a convention or sports and hobbies? What would you like?
Sports and hobbies.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Kyle. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former basketball star announced this week he has donated a total of $2 million to the Institute for Community Police Relations and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund?
Michael Jordan.
Correct. What happened to former NFL star Warren Sapp this week during a fishing trip? A, he fell off the boat. B, he was bitten by a shark. C, he was hooked by another passenger on the boat.
Bitten by a shark.
Yeah, while lobstering off the Florida Keys. Question 3. Which team's pitcher Charlie Sale thought the franchise's throwback uniforms were so uncomfortable, he got a scissors and cut him up in the locker room last weekend?
Is that the Kansas City Royals?
Chicago White Sox. According to Baby Center, what recent phenomenon has caused a spike in some baby names that have not been popular since the 90s?
Pokemon Go.
That's correct. Last weekend, Fedor Konyakov set the world record for circumnavigating the world solo by staying aloft for more than 11 days in what kind of vehicle?
I'm going to say a hot air balloon.
The correct answer is a hot air balloon.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Nicely done. By the way, the baby names that are coming back, and Ian, you play the Pokemon Go, so you'll know these names. Eevee, Onyx, Starmie, Ivysaur, and Roselia.
Roselia.
Ibisaur.
Do you know all those characters?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Ibisaur.
No. Hey, thanks, guys. Love your radio station.
Well, don't go anywhere, because you got yourself the 1-pointer and the 4-pointer and the 5-pointer. That's 10, Kyle. You're a winner.
Winner.
So hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get the stuff while I meet our final contestant today. Hi, Craig.
Hey, what's going on?
You want to plug something?
Oh, I do. I'd like to say hi to my stepdad, Mick, and I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
And Dan, my wife, loves your laugh.
Oh, okay. Dan is talking to Kyle right now, but I'm sure he appreciates that. Kyle, we have 1 category left. You call that a convention? We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see how you do. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The Republicans had Scott Baio, but this week the Democrats had stars, too, except which one of these was not there? Meryl Streep, Lady Gaga, or Lena Dunham?
Lady Gaga.
Correct. Which state Democratic vice president? Which state is Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine representing in the Senate?
Texas?
Virginia. In a speech this weekend, in a speech this week, who said, "Give me a break, that is a bunch of malarkey"?
Pass.
In a speech this week, who referred to the White House as a place built by slaves?
Pass.
Which pop singer appeared on stage last night just before Chelsea Clinton introduced her mother?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. In a speech this week, who said, "Give me a break, that is a bunch of malarkey"?
Don't know.
You usually don't hear language that strong and foul from vice presidents like Joe Biden, who said that this week. Michelle Obama referred to the White House as a place built by slaves. And Katy Perry started the fireworks last night before Chelsea Clinton introduced Hillary Clinton. And so, Craig, all you got here was 1 point for Lady Gaga. And so we're going to go back to the days when William Shatner covered the Byrds, who were covering Bob Dylan, with a little song called Mr. Tambourine Man. There's always a chorus involved here. And even they're not that great.
And then it goes into the spoken word.
Yep.
I'm not sleepy. And there is no place I'm going to. In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you.
All right. That's enough of that. Craig, I hope you have a great time at whatever you're doing this weekend.
Thanks, Bob. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. And by the way, I guess with Shatner, I have to say this portion of the show brought to you by Priceline.
Yeah.
Yes.
If only. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. And if you missed previous Fridays with the Harris Challenge, you can catch up with the archives on my website, harrisonline.com. When we return, it's Mike Evans in Hollywood and today's edition of Knuckleheads in the News after that.
And we're going to get a look at traffic. There's some big problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it's still a mess up in North County. They're only letting the right lane get through on eastbound Highway 270 at Old Halls Ferry. Now you're backed all the way up to 370. Westbound 70, the only slowdown now, 270 out through 5th Street. Southbound 170, it's from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 is slow Kings Highway through McCausland. But once you get out towards the St. Charles County area, you're slow from Winghaven out through Highway 70. You've got southbound 270, some stop-and-go pockets between Olive, down through about the Clayton Road overpass, then it's slow through Highway 44. And it looks like they may have fixed the signals down on Meyer Road and 67 because traffic is really thinned out there. This traffic report is brought to you by Super 8 Hotels. When you're on the road and it's time to stop for the night, count on Super 8 Hotels, where you'll always find a dependable room at a great rate. Learn more and book today at super8.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
Summer has got to be the best time of the year with vacations and plenty of leisure time outdoors. If relaxing in your yard is your definition of leisure, then you should make Suburban Leisure Center your ultimate destination. Why? With prices as much as 60% off, the savings are as hot as the temperatures.
Ooh, it's hot.
It's even easier to afford to replace that old rickety weathered patio furniture. Add up to 60% off on new complete patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything. everything you need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas at special savings up to 60% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like the picture you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hey, parents. The school year is quickly approaching. Wrap up your summer at Busch Stadium the weekend of August 5th through the 7th, where the Cardinals host the Braves. There are great giveaways all weekend long. Friday night, take home a Cardinals fedora, courtesy of Shane Company. Saturday, it's a vintage Cardinals bobblehead, presented by AT&T. Sunday, all about the kids. Kids 12 and under with a ticket, take home a Matt Carpenter replica BP jersey, courtesy of Powerade and Shop and Save. That's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Here's a swing and a drive, deep center field. This has a chance to go. It's a goner!
Friday, August 5th, the Cardinals face the Atlanta Braves. That night, 30,000 fans, 16 and older, entering with a ticket, will take home an adult Cardinals fedora presented by the Shane Company. You don't want to miss this unique, one-of-a-kind Cardinals fedora. That's Friday, August 5th, when the Cardinals play the Braves. Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today. Get your tickets for the August 5th game at cardinals.com/promotions.
Conservative Mike Parson is a Law and Order Republican running for Lieutenant Governor, and that's why he has been endorsed by the NRA. Parson is a United States Army veteran who served for 12 years as Polk County Sheriff. And Parson's been endorsed by the St. Louis Police Officers Association and numerous sheriffs across Missouri. As Lieutenant Governor, Mike Parson will give our law enforcement officers the respect and resources they need to protect us. Conservative Republican Mike Parson knows that the recent shootings of officers across our country are another wake-up call for America. Parson is a law and order conservative who is committed to standing with the brave men and women who serve on the front lines to keep our communities safe. As a former officer with 20 years of experience, Mike Parson will work hand-in-hand with Missouri law enforcement to protect your family while defending your Second Amendment rights.
Paid for by Parson for Missouri, Rachel Eifert Trader.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-400-1022. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-400-1022. That's 1-800-400-1022. 1-800-400-1022.
Hi, this is Ann Zare, Republican candidate for Missouri's State Senate District 23. You know, I've been called a lot of names by the politicians, lobbyists, and special interests. Well, I tell you what I like. Being called a conservative, being called responsible. One I like most is Iron Lady. It says, I'm ready for a fight. I voted against tax increases. That's why I'm supported by business groups. I fought to protect our Second Amendment rights. That's why the National Rifle Association has endorsed me, Ann Zare, in the election for Missouri Senate District 23, the only candidate in this race to receive their endorsement, along with an A grade. I'm also proud to have the endorsement of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police. I'm Ann Zare, and I paid for this message because a tough conservative is what voters want, and a tough conservative is what I am.
Paid for by Ann Zare for Missouri. Henry W. Cleaver, Sr., MD, Treasurer.
Get to Kohl's for our Best Friends and Family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store kohls.com for details.
Most times, two is better than one. And that's never more true than at Shawnee Bluff Winery and Shawnee Bluff Vineyards near Lake of the Ozarks. Shawnee Bluff offers two beautiful venues and two astounding views. The winery is a perfect spot to enjoy every day with a relaxing menu and an amazing view. And at the vineyards, you can sample award-winning wines and take in concerts from acts like the Charlie Daniels Band and the Oak Ridge Boys. Shawnee Bluff. Plan your visit today at ShawneeBluffWinery.com.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Sing it one more time.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
It's the final Friday of the month of July. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geiser here with me in the studio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. And now we go to Southern California for Mr. Mike Evans.
Hey, homie.
Yeah, homie.
Say happy birthday to my dad, Big Don.
Big Bad Don.
It's his birthday today.
Why would you have to have him say it? Why can't you say it?
Well, I can say it too, but he likes.
Hey, butt out of this. Who told you to put on your two cents?
No, I just
thought. I talk to Dan every day. Been doing it for 21 years.
Yes.
And then Dan will have some. Dan asked me to do something, and you jump in.
I'm just curious why in a 3-hour show he's taking time away from you to do a birthday wish to you.
Hush.
That's all.
Hush. I'd be happy to, Dan. Happy birthday, Big Don. Best to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry little Paulie Harris tried to ruin your birthday. That's just a freaking shame.
It's okay. That's okay. All right. Happy birthday, Big Don.
Pop quiz question, everybody. And you know what? Now I'm upset.
Oh, no.
Really? I couldn't tell.
So you have to get this right to get a song today.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who was on the Star Trek TV show in the year 2000.
2000?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Cameron Diaz. Mm-hmm. Sofia Vergara. I figured. Shaquille O'Neal. Oh. Movie review. Little Pius.
Yes.
See Jason Bourne yet?
I did.
Let's see if we agree, if you agree with me, or okay. If you're wrong.
Okay.
Some reviewers didn't like it. They panned it. Jason Bourne out today. I don't know why. It's action-packed. Story is good. The acting's there. I found it entertaining. That's what I go to a movie for, to see if it's entertaining. It's entertaining enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Matt Damon was solid. Tommy Lee Jones was good. Julia Stiles was good. Some complained that it's too over the top. Was over the top, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
It is a movie. A lot of action, fewer words. A lot less dialogue.
Yeah, Matt Damon says like 25 or 26 lines in the whole thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was that Snowden thing.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Paul Greengrass, who I like. I liked it. PG-13, 2 hours long, 3 stars.
Yeah, I like Paul Greengrass as a director. He did the second and third Bourne movies and
right.
A couple of others along the way. And I like Matt Damon. I like Alicia Vikander, who was the female lead in this movie. And Tommy Lee Jones, as I mentioned earlier, he has craggy parts where there used to be nothing. And he's got craggy on top of craggy, is what I'm trying to say. and it's exactly what you want it to be. If you go to see a Jason Bourne movie, this is what
you
expect, and that's what you get. It's action.
How come so many reviewers didn't like it?
I don't know.
I mean, it really got panned by some people.
Yeah, I didn't think it was great. I gave it a 6 out of 10. So,
no.
All right.
You know, it's like, gee, you know, Pulp Fiction, and only, you know, I didn't, it was bloody.
Yeah, right.
It's called Pulp Fiction. What do you think?
I did not think this was as good as the second and third movies in the series, but it's fine. You know, again, you like it's like the Star Trek movie last week.
You want Jeremy Renner back?
He was fine in the fourth movie, but to me, this is just like the Star Trek movie. If you go in expecting a Star Trek movie, you get a Star Trek movie. Here,
yeah, we agree.
You go in expecting a Jason Bourne movie, that's what you get.
You're right. How about this? A 26-year-old tourist from Argentina, a girl vacationing in New York City, rode the subway and left her purse on the E-train, had her ID, passport, credit cards, $3,000 cash, and another strap grabber found it, tracked her down, and got all of her stuff back to her.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
In New York City.
Nice.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. More bad pub for Dr. Phil. You know, some of his high school and college mates say that they recall Dr. Phil being a womanizer and a very mean drunk, and he drank a lot. How about more bad news about the Olympics?
Well, I can't believe that some of these Olympians are going to go in that water.
No.
Here's a completely different angle. Security says that they're expecting up to 1,000 cyber thieves to come into Rio. They have somehow figured out a way to block firewalls. Very little cyber protection down there. And they think that all these cyber thieves will check into the nicest hotels and probably be able to hack everybody else that's in that hotel.
And I saw, too, they warned some of the athletes to keep their mouths closed in some of the events where they're in the contaminated water.
You know, I've been talking about these problems, for a year?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. At least once every 2 weeks, I find another problem. I got a guy down there, and he's predicting he's leaving as soon as it starts next Friday.
Yeah,
a week from today, I think.
I've told this story before, but I have a friend who used to be in charge of travels for some big international organization, and so every place in the world I can ask him, and he knows the place, and so I've asked him about Rio, and he said, well, here's the part of the story that you're not being told. In most places around the world, wherever there's an ocean or a lake or a beautiful riverfront, the property near there overlooking it in the hills would be the most expensive property. But in Rio, that's where the slums are.
Really?
And the slums are full of poverty-stricken places that don't have toilets, they don't have sewage, they don't have running water, and so whatever they do poop out or throw out, when it rains, that stuff comes down the hill and into that water, and that's where the Olympic water events are going to be taking place.
Oh.
Yuck!
That is terrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's I'll be watching just to see what the heck happens there. Yeah,
well, that's the only reason really to be watching.
I agree, but I wonder how much attention NBC is going to pay to all of these problems that are there, considering they paid billions of dollars for the rights.
I think they got to know that, you know, people will watch car wrecks.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see.
Yep.
On this date, 1966, Bob Dylan had a horrific motorcycle accident, broke his neck. For a while, he didn't think he was going to live. It made a complete comeback. By the way, Bob Dylan cabin right outside his hometown of Woodstock, New York.
I heard that after that, it was very hard to understand his lyrics.
Yeah.
See what he did there?
Let's put down, drink a little wine, can you?
Well, there you go.
That was right after the accident. Audio exclusively
That was
here.
I Got You, Babe.
Exclusively here on the Big 550.
I Got You, Babe.
That's I Got You, Babe by Bob Dylan. Play it again. You have it again? Listen.
They say I don't know. I say I don't know, babe.
See? There you go.
Wow. Well, you're right.
Yep. Well, only because I was there when they recorded it.
Oh, okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play like a family feud. I'm going to give you the question again. You guys talk it over. You have to agree. You all have to agree.
Oh, see, I thought we'd get around this.
And if it's a correct answer, then you get the song. If it's an incorrect answer, no Aloha Friday.
I thought we could get around this by each of us just choosing one.
No. Nope.
Oh,
okay.
You'll have to go like Family Feud.
Okay.
Okay. Name the name of the star who was on the Star Trek TV show in 2000, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Cameron Diaz, Sofia Vergara, or Shaquille O'Neal. Talk amongst yourself. Go ahead.
I don't think
I saw somewhere along the way it was Sofia Vergara, but I'm not
before she was on Modern Family?
Yes.
She was on
somewhere.
She was on one of those Star Trek spin-offs.
Yeah, like
I don't think
Space Nine.
I don't think it was Shaq, because I think we all would have known that.
Yeah, I kind of thought. I'll go with the Sofia Vergara.
Okay. I know you want to go with Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, well, heck yeah.
As long as Sandy doesn't find out. Okay, that's our answer.
I got to tell you a funny story first.
Okay.
I was playing golf, and they hooked me up with this woman I've never played before.
Mm-hmm.
And on a par three, she hit a ball that was about 4 feet from the pin. I had never met her before. I said, what a great shot. I said, let me tell you, I would really like to get inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She goes, excuse me? No, it was a golf shot.
Closer to the tee.
What do you think?
Yeah,
The answer is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
Even though Lil tried to ruin our show, LaPonte Harris tried to ruin the birthday of Don. This is for Big Don on his big birthday day. For Lil Steph to get his little on Friday. Don't work till Monday. We're going to play the little on Friday. Lydia Kalani, Lani, and the OK, look who in the cock at the who you are. Chill away, chill away. I'm another guy, but he a cock at the eye, who you are.
Anana Kuli Makawani, Anna Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
Yeah, there goes Mike Evans. I've got knuckleheads in the news for you in just a moment. First, a programming announcement. John Carney returns to his 1-3 show this Monday. That's news, considering this guy just had his heart replaced.
Mm-hmm. Replaced?
Yes. Yeah. Well, essentially, he had a torn aorta where, like, 3-4 months ago, he had to go in, and they did that arthroscopically, but it didn't work because they couldn't get the whole thing fixed. And so, like, 2.5 weeks ago, he goes back into the hospital, and he had his chest cracked, and this time they went in and fixed it, hopefully for good. I saw his wife, Suzanne, here in the hallways of KTRS earlier. She came in to pick up the check.
Ah.
It's payday.
Good idea.
Yeah, probably. Go right to the bank with it. I said, you know, how's he doing? And, you know, are you surprised that he's coming back to work so soon? She said, yeah, I think he's just been going crazy at home. And, Paul, just between you and me, it's about time he gets out of the house. Because he's driving me crazy. She also told this story. You know, he's been laid up at home. And a couple of weeks ago, he was ringing a bell downstairs in their house. Like holding a bell.
One of those things like that you calling shake back the and butler forth. Or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so she goes down there and she says, what are you doing? If you need me, just call me on my cell phone. You have your phone here? Call me upstairs. What do you think you're doing? He said, oh, I thought it would be more romantic to call you this way if I never need anything because I can't get up because I'm a heart patient, you know. It would be more romantic, especially because this bell was a gift, was a wedding gift to us.
Wow.
And she said, oh, that wedding, that was a wedding gift? Not from our wedding. Oh,
uh-oh.
This was when I got married to my first wife.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wrong answer.
And it was at that point Suzanne said, get back to work as soon as you possibly can.
Yes.
And that's what he's going to be doing this Monday at 1 o'clock here on the Big 550. Now, your knuckleheads in the news, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. When you need a cab, call them at 314-652-3456 or use the STL Taxi app, and Laclede Cab will come pick you up. Now we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thank you to contributor Matt Burrows for our first story from Orlando, Florida, where Daniel Rushing had just dropped off a neighbor at the hospital for a chemo session, something he did every Friday. And then he went to the 7-Eleven to give another elderly friend a ride home. There was a police officer staking out the 7-Eleven parking lot because there were complaints of drug activity, and he pulled over Daniel Rushing because he had failed to come to a full stop and also because he was doing 42 and a 30 driving down the street. When Rushing opened up his wallet, the cops saw that he had a concealed weapons permit. When Russian said, yes, I do, I have a gun, she said, sir, please step out of the car. And that's when, according to her report, she spotted, quote, a rock-like substance on the floorboard where his feet were. The cop continued, I recognize through my 11 years of training and experience as a law enforcement officer, that substance was some sort of narcotic, unquote. She asked for permission to search the vehicle, and Russian agreed, and she and other officers spotted three other pieces of the suspicious substance in his car. Russian said, that's the glaze from a Krispy Kreme donut. They did not believe him. First, they thought it was crack cocaine. Then the officers agreed, no, it's actually crystal meth, and arrested him for possession of methamphetamine with a firearm. Locked him up. He made bond after about 10 hours in the slammer. Meanwhile, the suspicious substance was sent off to the Orlando Crime Lab. Turned out not to be anything illegal. They would not confirm that it was Krispy Kreme glaze. All they could say is it's something we won't charge him over. And 3 days later, the state attorney's office dropped the case. The truth of the matter is that Rushing has every Wednesday for 10 years gone to Krispy Kreme and gotten a couple of glazed ones. And yeah, that's what got him in trouble with Orlando. He says, that's my last Krispy Kreme donut in the car. He's not going to stop the habit, wow. But he's going to not have them in the car anymore. By the way, Rushing has hired a lawyer, is asking the city to pay him damages. The police department in Orlando will not explain why the two drug field tests the officers conducted was wrong. But the New York Times reported on July 7th that its review of crime lab data there shows that 21% of the time, drug evidence listed by local authorities as meth turned out to be something else. Story number two from Deltona, Florida. Jonathan Ponce and Megan Silva were arrested this week after deputies said they were chasing ghosts and hacking at them with a machete. Silva said they were under the influence of the drug Molly, with Ponce admitting to using the drug and taking the machete to chase ghosts because their house, quote, is haunted, unquote. The machete was found in the front yard of their house, with deputies saying they found the sheath for it in a room inside where a 6-year-old and 8-year-old were asleep. The couple has been charged with child neglect and displaying erratic and paranoid behavior and all sorts of other things. The kids are looking for a foster home now. Thanks to contributor Terry Weatherford for the story from Joplin, Missouri, where police got a call the other morning about two naked middle-aged people riding a lawnmower down Pleasant View Lane. I will let that picture sink into your visual cortex for just a moment. When the cops went to check it out, they found a riding mower parked in the front yard of a house, knocked on the door, and the man who answered said, yeah, we had to steal the lawnmower. We were skinny dipping and somebody took our clothes. The cop was sympathetic, but since it wasn't their lawnmower, they were busted for theft. And we'll finish in Seattle, Washington, where a 23-year-old man was being held on felony assault charges after threatening a bouncer with a homemade spear. And then when cops chased after him, he slung a batarang into the car. A batarang, like a boomerang that Batman has with the full Batman logo. This was all metal. And when the guy threw it, the batarang became embedded in the front end of the cop's SUV. Police caught the guy, and after going to court and charging him with weapons violations and obstruction of justice, they had to post the story on their Facebook page saying, by the way, we have confirmed he is not Batman. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Stand by now for Fox 2 News at 6, and then Jim Huer and Brandon Weesey will be here with a sports show. I'm Paul Harris. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, let's see if things have gotten any better and check our last traffic report with Tim Weiland.
Yeah, Dan, they have gotten better up in North County. Now, they've opened all lanes at Old Halls Ferry, so the accident has been cleared. You're still jammed up pretty bad. from Missouri Bottom through West Florissant or New Florissant, and then you've got a slow pocket through the Halls Ferries in 367. But we do have a new accident now. It's blocking the left center and the center lane on southbound 270 at Highway 44. Right now you're jammed back to Highway 40. And then you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking two left lanes on eastbound Highway 70 near Grand. It looks like everything else is thinning out. You're just a little bit off the pace now on westbound 40 as you approach Hampton through McCausland, southbound 170 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40, and westbound 70 are heavy from the Earth City Expressway through 5th Street. This traffic report brought to you by CarMax. With no haggle prices and a 5-day money-back guarantee, CarMax is the stress-free way to buy your next car. CarMax, drive what's possible. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weese. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Aroldis Chapman is now a Chicago Cub.
When he's right, you can't touch this guy. I saw the numbers, the Cardinals against Chapman, something like 090. There is no comparison. There is no team on paper that stacks up to the Chicago Cubs right this second.
6:30 tonight
on the Big 550 KTRS.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are five significant expenses that could cripple your lifestyle in retirement. Find out what they are and how to protect yourself on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
As he is, jobs and
opportunities. Download our latest news app and watch Fox 2 News live wherever you are. Fox 2, coverage you can count on. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Straight ahead only on Fox 2 News at 6. A North County lawn service is hit by thieves. We'll tell you what they took and what police are saying about the investigation. Plus, we go one-on-one with boxing champ Evander Holyfield. The exclusive interview and the special gift he gave a St. Louis girl for her birthday.
But we begin with a story that you will see only on Fox. A lawn service business owner has hit his boiling point after thieves hit his business not once, but twice in the last 3 months.
Fox 2 Shondrea Thomas is live in Florissant with video of that crime. Shondrea. Well, the owner says that thieves took equipment like we see right here, and he says that type of crime...